I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. And, you know, the world is just, wow, man, it's just changing rapidly here. I know you feel the way I do with you've never seen such chaos and heartache like we are experiencing right now. I'd like to encourage you on one level and just tell you that the old saying that this too shall pass, it shall. This too shall pass. However, what could culminate beyond what shall pass, I can't tell you, which is why I believe in God and am a spiritual person, because I don't have enough faith to believe that I can do this on my own without my higher power, which runs through Jesus Christ. And so if this is your first time tuning in, you're going to discover that Master Karen here in martial arts is a very, very, very spiritual person, religious. I don't care. People say I'm spiritual, but I'm not religious. No, I honestly think I'm religious. I got to tell you that. I really just think I'm religious, too. I think I'm all of it. And that's okay. Religious means you do something all the time. You do it religiously. And this is a part of my well-being where I learned to lean on my Father God. And I can't imagine going through the heartache and the chaos that's going on in the world right now and not being able to know that there's God in heaven who's looking out for you, and that I have a power source through Jesus Christ who can help me accomplish things even in a very supernatural way, which I have experienced, by the way, many, many times. Okay. Well, I know that I'm known as the Master of Inspiration. I've been writing for karate magazines, a lot of philosophical stuff for over 20 years. I have columns and still have a couple columns that go on monthly, and I have 4 books out. And I know a lot of people really enjoy my inspirational writings. And I actually just did an interview yesterday, and I said this, and so I want to say this on my own blog, that, you know, it's not like I'm not that person who is the martial arts master who is a journalist and an inspirational writer, because I am that, of course, but I'm so much more than that. I am way so much more than that. And with all of what I call the evil abound today, I really feel like I need to step up to the plate and make sure that I'm in my highest calling, fulfilling my highest duty. So that's some of the stuff that I'm working on right now. And, you know, you'll see it very evident in the upcoming weeks here. And so I know some people will categorize me as maybe a little too religious or perhaps a religious nut. And that's a little hurtful, but honestly, it doesn't really hurt me that bad. Okay. All righty then. I have an observation today. Okay, let me just tell you something. I'm actually an ordained minister. I'm an ordained chaplain. I'm a certified chaplain. I don't really go to church that much, and I'm not knocking it. Trust me, I'm not, because I really do think that you need to assemble, because it is biblical to assemble. It says, do not forsake the assembly of believers. The Bible says that. And I believe if you get something out of it, you do need to go. I, on the other hand, have church like every day in some way or another, whether it's through counseling or whatever. So I'm telling you that where I don't actually assemble in a congregation, I actually do assemble constantly with 2 or 3 gathered in the name of Christ daily. But, you know, I actually wanted to go to church this time. I actually, well, you know what, I think I'm going to go to church Sunday. And so I went on the website to make sure the times were still what they were as I knew them, and I discovered that they are discouraging you from going to church because the government has deemed it as illegal to assemble or congregate, even in a church-type setting. So the first thing I said was, that's right. That's the first thing I said, and I said it out loud. Because I really couldn't understand how the government said we do actually condone, quote-unquote, peaceful demonstrations, which they're having one today, by the way, this quote-unquote peaceful demonstration. We all fully condone and support that, but yet it is illegal to congregate in church where I live because the singing will spread COVID. The singing together will spread COVID. No, I did not make that up, ladies and gentlemen. That is what my local government said. Point blank, the singing will cause issues in the church with the spreading of the virus. I mean, even, I guess, singing with masks, which can't sound that good, evidently, that is a health problem. But, you know, the hundreds that are going to gather later on this evening here in my local area, you know, that's not going to be a problem. That's actually encouraged. So, you know, I don't want to get political. That is not my goal. And I'm just saying that there's something really fishy about that. And I do think there's an underbelly of spiritualism and the battle of good and evil going on behind that. I really do believe that, ladies and gentlemen. That's just who I am. That's who I am. I've seen spiritual warfare. I was brought up in spiritual warfare. I've lived it, and I fight it sometimes on a daily basis, not for myself per se, but for other people who are being tortured and tormented by spiritual things that are going on around them. So trust me, if there's a professional level of how to understand spiritual things, hey, I'm there. They say a professional is someone who has done their job at least 1,000 hours, 1,000 documented hours. Well, that's no problem. That's no problem with me. I blew way back, way beyond that probably as a young girl. But I want to let you know something, and I want to make it very simple to you. What you see going on around you, the chaos, the disarray, the depression, the evil, I mean, the vamped up murder that's going on right now. The murder is just off the charts, especially where I live. You're looking at 2 to 4 murders a night. It's scary. And that's just in my town. That's not in the major city of Denver. That's just where I live. What's going on with that? There is a spiritual underbelly taking place right now. You better believe it. You want to call it good energy and bad energy, that's fine, but I'm going to call it spirit. I'm going to call it out. I'm going to call the name of it because I understand it to be that. When you cause people who want to praise and worship and love and goodness toward their God, and you want to cause people to shut down prayer and praise by not attending churches, not being able to read the Bible out loud in a congregation, not being able to talk about God or Jesus Christ. When you cause that to shut down, ladies and gentlemen, you're causing evil to abound. Because evil will attract more evil. If you want to say bad energy attracts more bad energy, that's fine with me. But I call it spirits, and bad spirits will absolutely attract more bad spirits. Just like goodness attracts good things in your life. Good energy causes good energy to flow, if you want to look at it that way. I'm telling you that good spirits will cause good things to take place in your life and will keep evil at bay from you. But when you shut it down, you're causing things to go forward and move in motion where there's a lack of the guard at the gate, so to speak, with goodness. And evil will abound, and that's why you see it ramping up. That's why it's becoming such an issue, because even the government is getting its fingers involved and saying, sorry, churches, you can't meet together, which means you can't pray together, you can't sing together, you can't pray for one another, you can't hear the Bible verse being spoken aloud over a congregation. That's what's going on. People are like, well, we can do it online. I don't know. You ever try to sing online? You know how bad that sounds? I'm not saying you can't, because maybe that's all you have right now is the crumbs of what spiritual people have been left at this point. But there is something to that, because there's power and there's strength in numbers. And people coming together for a good cause, a goodness, a good reason, whatever you want to call it, will keep evil at bay. All right. With that being said, Let's talk about just animal instinct, human instinct. You know, even a deer, when a deer senses fear, it doesn't go crazy and start doing the, you know, the cha-cha-cha. It burrows down, right? It hides. It folds itself in and it hides. That's animal instinct to do that. Animal instinct, you're automatically taught to hide. Try to make yourself as small as possible and disappear whenever there are things going wrong. I'll never forget my kid when he was a little boy. He was really little, maybe about 4 or 5. I had a candle burning on my coffee table, and he had a pet duck, a stuffed animal. He was tossing it around and playing with it, and the duck, it fell on the candle, and the duck caught on fire, and he got scared. So instinctively, you know, as this preschooler, he just ran and he hid. And I, of course, I see the fire, and I put out the fire, and his duck thing is burnt and everything. I'm like, why didn't you say something? Yell, scream, hey, Mom, I mean, anything. Why didn't you say something? And he looked at me and goes, I don't know. It seemed like the right thing to do for me just to go hide. It's an innate animal instinct to fold your wings in and want to hide out whenever there's a crisis situation or you're sensing fear and you're sensing danger. That's what's going on right now in the world, not just in my neighborhood, not just in my state or my country, but around the world, ladies and gentlemen. This is what people are doing, especially those of us who have families. We're thinking, you know, as long as my kids are okay, I just want my kids to be okay. As long as I have a way to still bring money in so my family's okay, I'm not going to say anything, keep my mouth shut, I'm not going to go anywhere, just going to keep it in that one family unit and protect my own. That's just an animal instinct that kicks in, but in a physical level, that makes total sense. But, you know, we're not called to just be physical animals. We are spiritual people. We have spirits in us. We have souls in us. And it's a real, what the Bible calls, battle over the flesh to be able to come out and still do great things and do good things, even though the world is real scary right now. See, the churches have stopped. The missions have stopped. The ministries have stopped. The group meetings have stopped. Maybe you've stopped your dream. Maybe you've put your dream or your goals or your intent on hold. How long do you think you'll have to do that? Well, I thought, you know, once we got through a month or two, we were done, but evidently that's not the case. So now it comes to the point where you make a decision. Are you going to fold your wings in and stay in protective mode for years maybe? I don't know. Or are you going to go out and continue to just trust God that he'll take care of you if you continue to go on with your life? That becomes the spiritual question that everybody has to ask themselves at this time. I'm not one to particularly feel like I am fearful enough where I have to cower in. I understand there are government rules and regulations in place right now, and I understand that there has to be a protective measure. Hey, listen, even if you don't think there's an issue going on, just to keep peace, go ahead and put that stupid mask on, okay? I hate wearing the mask. I do it regardless of what my personal belief is. I understand that it will keep peace in a situation if I wear the mask, and so I choose to wear it. Even though these masks are giving me pimples, ladies and gentlemen, my chin, all around that mask is, you know, I'm such a sweater. You know, I look like I'm so glad this is a radio blog. Let's just put it that way. But listen, you have to start to make a decision. There's a way that you can still expend all the good things that you were doing. Because if you don't continue to do the good things, that good energy flow or the good spirits that will start to continue to culminate, the goodness of the Holy Spirit that will continue to culminate, I should say, you know, this is something that's going to cease. It's going to stop because we were created in the image of God and we're required to do these good things. We're required to do these things. So while the evil can continue to move forward, I'm not saying a peaceful protest is evil, but if you're protesting in anger, that will attract evil spirits. Yeah, you may not like me saying that. I'm sorry. All that you can embrace will strengthen you. Everything that you have to have anger and resistance to is going to weaken you in that sense. So if you want to do a peaceful protest, you know, the government says you can, well, then I guess you can. But if you're doing it out of angry, and you're marching out of angry, and you're cussing, and you're doing violent acts, and you're doing this type of a protest, you're going to continue to attract evil to march right down your city, right through downtown, whatever you're doing this at. This is going to culminate and cause evil spirits to attract more evil spirits. I got to tell you guys, I'm a little disappointed in the religious community. Is this the first time you've been disappointed in the religious community, Karen? Absolutely not. I could tell you some stories, which is probably one reason I really don't pick a certain affiliation or church or organization, because Karen and religious organizations don't seem to get along that well. I've got some history with it, trust me. But you know what? As individuals who all claim for me the power of Christ and for others who do, I'm a little taken back at the cowardice that is taking place behind religious leaders, holy people, people who are in charge, that they're not, A, standing up and speaking what they know is truth, biblically based truth. That bothers me, first of all. And secondly, what bothers me is there's no proactive basis behind what is that truth. You know, just very recently, I really felt spirit-led to pray for, you know, the people who are in charge of our community. And being a government-endorsed chaplain, I can do that. I have to gain access into areas to do that, but I can do that. So I was making some phone calls, hemmed and hawed, put off, I'll ask this person, I'll ask that person. Finally, I had a government-endorsed head chaplain call me back. He said, listen, hey, how you doing? I felt spirit-led that we need to do this. We need to pray over this group of people. We need to pray over the force. We need to pray over, you know, the government, the council, because I feel such a sense of evil being unleashed over this city. Now, another spiritual person should never question that a spiritual person is telling them that. And that was not questioned. It better not be. But it was really highly discouraged that I would even want to consider doing that. And I'm like, well, listen, I know when I'm told to do something, I was spirit-led to do this. Now, how can we make this happen? You're the head chaplain. Well, the answer was, well, if you want to go back and, you know, pray with your groups or something like that, that would be helpful. You know, and I'm like, duh. They tell you I'm a chaplain too. Don't you think I'm already doing that? I want to be very proactive and pray over these people. I want to pray over our officers. I want to pray over our local politicians. I'm telling you, I feel the devil's going to show up in my city, and I want to pray for people in charge. I want to pray for the front line. Nada. Not going to happen. Not doing. Spinning my wheels. I've made several phone calls like that. Couldn't get anywhere with it. The bureaucracy surrounding everything, you know, it was one excuse after another. Well, we have the COVID situation. You know, we can't have people coming in. Well, I am a government chaplain. Well, yeah, well, we can't just let strangers. We don't want them to think that we're going to cause harm to them. I'm wearing a clerical collar. Are you kidding me? I don't think they're going to be afraid of me, and I know most of them anyway. Well, I know a lot of them. Let's just say that. Ladies and gentlemen, the hands of good people are being tied right now. And I want to encourage you not to fold your wings in and go into protection mode where it's all about you and your family and your loved ones at this time. I want to encourage you to still go out and find ways to do good things. I'm not going to let that chaplain stop me. I'm still seeking guidance from the spirit realm, from the Holy Spirit, on how to handle and contribute, because I know what I'm wired to do. You know, if you're a single person, I'm not trying to exclude you with this particular block. I want to encourage you single people because I got something to tell you. You are highly sought after in the spirit realm as single people. Highly sought, a hot commodity. If you read the Bible and the Pauline epistles, what does that mean? That just means what Paul wrote and said. Yeah, he's a dude in the New Testament. A lot of the New Testament is based off of Pauline epistles. He says, listen, man, if you can be single and remain single, do it. Because you're going to be able to be of better service to your Lord. And those who aren't single, you know how distracted it is to feel like you constantly have to provide and protect for your loved ones. It's a distraction. And that's what Paul was saying. He says, if you can't, man, go ahead, get married, whatever. But if you can remain single, you're going to be way more valuable. And I want to let you know, as single people, you're valuable hot commodities in the spirit realm, so don't get discouraged. You're able to cling, hold fast to the Lord, hold fast to the right. Go out and do good things. It's easier for you to do that than it is for other people. But everybody at this point, resonate from your spiritual self and still find a way to make good things happen and to show love to people and to do good things. Find a way to make it happen. You don't have to be anal like me, but you can find another way to make love and goodness happen, because evil is abound right now, and it's feeding on itself, and it's causing more problems and more problems and more problems. And this is the apparatus of the spirit realm. Ladies and gentlemen, the spirit realm operates differently. It's not like the physical realm. It's not anything like you can imagine in the spirit realm. Things are very inside out and upside down in how they operate. An A1 white belt rule. If you don't get anything else out of this blog, understand this. When you do good things, even when it's a battle over the flesh, good things will happen to you. You will be protected. You will be provided for. So don't worry so much about the physicality of having to do it. When you continue to cower in the underbelly of that evil that's coming out in mad, angry, violent people, will feed on itself. The fact that we don't have a barrier of people assembling, worshiping, and praying and praising, that is an energy that now is being muffled, taken out. I'm not shocked at all. But don't cower and don't be afraid, because we serve a living God, and he's still on the throne. And if you can't believe that right now, you've got trust issues. And that's not my problem, and I can't help you. If you have trust issues with God, then you need to fix that. Don't care who you are. Holy people, the people out there in charge as leaders and ministers and pastors, who I'm sure you're probably not even listening to me right now, but I'm going to speak it anyway, because me verbalizing it and me vocalizing it makes it very powerful. You're going to have to find a way to lead anyway. And you have to find a way to vocalize the scripture, the word, the sword that battles evil, which is the word of God. You're going to have to find a way to get that praise going. You're going to have to find a way to make this happen in spite of what's going on right now. It needs to be done. You know, I love how the local sports affiliates are finding ways to get sports in. Even us martial artists, we're holding classes outside. We can do that. We need to find a way, holy people. We need to find a way to get this going, because evil is abounding. And it's going to get out of hand to the point where we're going to have to make some major war on the floor if we don't have this under control in the spirit realm. So this is for all the spiritual people out there. Now, some of you did understand exactly what I said today. Some of you don't have a clue. That's okay. Just keep it simple. Do good things. Find a way to show love in spite of the human instinct to cower and fold your wings in. Don't stop. It's not the time to stop. It's now the time more than ever to go forward with this. What time is it? All righty then. I think I told you all of my speaking engagements got canceled like everybody else. I actually am still on schedule to be at the Sport Karate Museum event with Professor Gary Lee in Greenville, South Carolina, coming up the first weekend of November. Let me double check that. I think it's November, the weekend of November 6th. Yes, it is. I'm going to be speaking there, and I'm also getting quite the honor of receiving my 7th degree Tung Sido black belt. 30 years, if anybody needs to know how many years I've been doing that. 30 years. Got books out there. You know, if you kind of get in a funk, you got a lot of time on your hands. We still have these things called books. You can actually get one of mine and read it. It's not terribly religious at all, but it is inspirational. If you need encouragement and you'd like to see a little bit of truth in that sense, Google me, find my books. They're available through all kind of stuff, everywhere. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, Century Martial Arts, I think, still has at least one of my books in stock. It's so easy. Just to Google Karen Eden. You just Google Karen Eden, you'll see them all pop up. And I think that's just about it. All righty, man. We're good. I'm serving a living God. I know he's got things under control. So let's not be afraid of anything. Okay. You guys. See you next time on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.